Amen. Praise God, you done well. Amen. Well, it's good singing. Thank God for it tonight. Amen. John 19, if you want to look in your Bible. My daughter, she didn't bring her Bible to church. I said, "Man, you're supposed to bring your Bible." She said, "Well, I believe what you're saying." Amen. She said. Matthew 27, don't turn there. I'm going to read a few verses, then I'm going to read this. You know, when Jesus, after Lazarus was dead, she said, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, he had not died." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." And I was thinking about just what he asked her in that chapter in John 11. And this is what he said. He said, "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And this is what he said to her. "Believest thou this?" Do you believe what I just told you? Amen. As you know, a lot of things, brethren, listen, people say they believe, but they don't. And, of course, Jesus even told Thomas, he said, "Blessed are them who have not seen and yet believed." That's what he said. Matthew chapter 27, I'm going to read a few verses here, and then go to John 19. This is the four Gospels of Jesus' last words on the cross. Jesus, when he had cried, Matthew 27:50, and Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Mark 15:37, and Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Luke 23:46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. That said, in everyone, he gave up the ghost. That's what it says. He gave his life. It's where it's at. It's in the spirit or the ghost. He gave his life back to God. That's right. The spirit giveth life. That's right. The spirit. Listen, friend, somebody said, "Well, what?" Amen. This woman told me today, she said, "I was raised Seventh-day Adventist, and they believe that when you died, you slept in the grave till the day the Lord comes back." And I said, "Well, I'm sad to say, it's not true." I said, "The body's asleep, but nothing else is. The soul and spirit's gone to be with God." Amen. Could you imagine? You can't bury somebody. I guess they could, but you don't bury people alive. Amen. You bury them dead. Notice this here. Jesus had cried with a loud voice. He said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Amen. 19 and 30. Look what it says in John 19:30 here. He said this. "And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.'" Amen. "It is finished." "And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." And so what did the Lord mean when he said, "It is finished"? That's what he said. And you know what? I know that this is an inspired book tonight. I know that men looked at that. And listen, it was given to them by God. This is a pencil. A man was a literal pencil in the hand of God to give us this record tonight of Christ. But brethren, thank God, everything you read here in the Bible, a lot of times they looked at things different. It'd be like me and you seeing something, and we would describe in our own words what we heard and what we thank God seen. And brethren, the Bible said here that he said he cried, "It's finished." Luke said, he said, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." And brethren, listen, far as I'm concerned, he said both of them things. Amen. And he did. But what does it mean, "It is finished" tonight? Amen. The Bible said, thank God, that redemption, amen, he come to redeem us from our sin. What did Jesus die for? He died for sin. Amen. That was the whole purpose of going to the cross. And what he's saying here, that what I've done now is finished, is complete. Thank God, it's done. Amen. That's right. But
think about that. He paid it in full. Everything's been paid for. It's paid in full. Amen. We don't have to pay nothing. It's a gift of God. The salvation is not paid for, brother, by us. It's been paid for by him. Thank God, in the Bible said, amen, that Jesus came into this world, amen, and he knew, thank God, that he was going to die. He knew the only thing that God would receive is what God did. Amen. And God sent his son to die for sin. And he died once, one time. That's all he did. In the Old Testament, they could not ever satisfy God because it was just for a year. Amen. They offered a lamb up. But when Jesus came as the Lamb of God, that John said, hey, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Thank God, friend, he was the Lamb of God. And brethren, he came for a sacrifice. He was the sacrifice. Remember when Abraham was going up the hill? Amen. And thank God. And Isaac said, here's all this here. And amen. But where is the lamb? Amen. And he said, and Abraham said, God will provide himself a lamb. He was the lamb. Amen. And brethren, God did provide himself a lamb. In the Bible, friend, it's just the way it is. A defenseless animal was a lamb. Amen. A precious animal was a lamb. Thank God, the lamb of the first year had the flock without blemish and without spot. And they, thank God, killed that lamb. And brother took the lamb's blood, put it on the doorpost. God said, and brother, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Thank God tonight. That's exactly what he does. Thank God, when he applies the blood to the sinner's heart, he's eternal secure. Amen. And brother, there ain't nothing can keep him. Thank God, from my friend dying lost without God, friend, he ain't gonna die lost. He can't die lost. He's been bought, thank God, and the price has been paid in full. There's nothing else he has to do. There's nothing that you can do. You can't do nothing. Thank God, friend, but believe. Amen. That's right. It's all in him tonight. If you ever see the fact that he done that, thank God, as in your place. Amen. And God received what he done. But listen, thank God, when he cried and it's finished, everything that he came for was done. Amen. Have you ever thought about this? On the cross now, when he died on the cross, they got out of the graves and walked in the city. Yes, sir. Yeah. Saints did. Yes, brethren, listen, he hadn't resurrected yet when they done that. That's right. The veil was rent in twain. It opened that access from that one part of the tabernacle into the Holy of Holies, that everybody could have access to go in to him. Thank God. That's what the book teaches. Amen. Thank God. Within the veil's our anchor tonight. Thank God, I'm not holding the anchor. The anchor's holding me. And I can go right into where he's at. And brethren, I've got assurance tonight in that. There's a peace in my heart tonight, thank God, that I can go right into where he's at. He said, enter the throne of grace boldly. That means with assurance, confidence, that you can come that way and pray to him. I'm thankful tonight that whatever my need is, it don't matter. Thank God, he is able. Amen. Brother, I saw a little sign the other day. I ain't got in a garage somewhere, and on the outside, all it said was, God is able. I said, boy, that's good. Amen. That is the truth tonight. He is able. Thank God, there ain't nothing hard for him. Amen. The praise God, he breathed in a man. The breath of life, he gave us life, friend. Amen. The God's Son is life eternal through the Son of God. Amen. And I'm saying tonight, when he cried, it is finished. Thank God, it ain't what I do, it's what he done. Amen. Thank God, friend, we've explained salvation so much to sinners, their minds so confused as a termite and a yo-yo. They're trying to find this and find that. They're trying to say, have I repented enough? Have I prayed enough? Have I believed enough? It ain't, my friend, thank God, in how much you do, it's what he grants you. Amen. He granted you repentance. He gifted you with faith. Amen. Listen, That's between God and man in their own heart. But I'm telling you, when he said it's finished, ain't another thing you can do. He done it all, thank God. I'm telling you, it's paid in full. And brother, why frustrate the grace of God tonight? It's all by grace, and you can't frustrate or violate it. Amen. And put something with God's son, Jesus. That's what they've done tonight. I'm telling you, brother, they've tried to add everything they can. And somebody said, you'll have to obey the gospel. I agreed with that. But nobody obeys the gospel unless they've been quickened and give grace to obey it. You can't just naturally obey the gospel. It's something God has to do in you to give you grace and give you the power. Why did he say, for our preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration and power. What was the end of that? He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That it's not the wisdom of men. It's the foolish things that confound the wise. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And God uses that. And God uses the foolish things of the world. And God didn't give wise men of the flesh to scratch their head and say, how can these things be? Like Nicodemus did, it was a religious man, and he said, how can these things be? He didn't try to explain it to him. He just said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. And marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and catch not a tale whence it cometh and whither it goeth. And so is every one's born of spirit, and it is an act of God. That's when he said in verse 9, how can these things be? Amen. And brother, I'm telling you tonight, I can't fully explain how can these things be. Thank God, but I know it's a word of faith that comes to our heart. It gives us understanding by spirit and what makes us a new creature in Christ. And thank God, the product's right here. Amen. That's right. That little old baby. Thank God, them little old babies that's born in this world. Thank God, you can't explain that. You know, one day, thank God that the seed got in the womb. Amen. God put it together and conception come. Amen. And here's a little child. Amen. And brother, that conception, thank God, their child, and it ain't in the womb. Amen. God grows it. I don't understand that. It's amazing. You know what? Listen, it's God that does it, but mama produces something because the seed got sown in her and she's got to bring a human out. It's a little baby or girl thing, or boy, our girlfriend, and it's all God working in that thing. He set it up like this, and that's the way it happens. I'd explain it and know everything about it. I can't. How can you have eyes and a nose and a mouth and ears and everything about you? I ain't got enough fingers. That's amazing. The heart, everything, the mind. Amen. Listen, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, but how can these things be tonight? And God, friend, how can ain't God somebody that's dirty, rotten, sinful, ungodly, reprobate about? I said about. Amen. Thank God. We was near the line, brother. But I'm glad, thank God, he reached down. Amen. He came down. Amen. He took us as we were and got glory out of it and saved us by the grace of God and made us a new creature in Christ and put a life in us. Thank God that'll live forever. Amen. Boy, that's something. I mean, to think about where God brought you from through the gospel preached to your heart and the Spirit of God quickening your spirit and making you alive to God and giving you repentance and faith. Amen. By your own submission to his will as a drawing power came and brought you as you were. And brethren, listen, when Zacchaeus climbed the tree, amen, he came to climb it. Thank God he got in it, friend. He came to see him and he got to climb it. He wanted to see him so bad that the little man climbed the tree. Amen. Jesus come by and said, Zacchaeus. Amen. He called him by name. I never had met him. Amen. He knows who you are. He calls you by name. Amen. He knew your name, thank God, before the world began. Thank God he put it in the book of life. Thank God, friend. And brother, and it's all because of Jesus and what he done in the eyes of God, slain before the foundation of the world. I gave himself in the Godhead. Thank God to come, my friend. Thank God when he did, amen, and die for sin. But I'm telling you this tonight, amen to God. He done it all, friend, and he does it all. And brother, tonight I'm telling you this, there's none like him tonight, amen. That's right, it's amazing. How can somebody like me, I was depraved as depraved could be. It don't take but one sin for you to be depraved. And that's all. I mean, you're guilty of everything for one sin. Amen. One sin makes the water dirty. One sin makes the nature corrupt. One sin wants more sin. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God when you took of that tree, friend. Amen. When you did not do what God said and disobeyed God. Brother Danny, you was disobedient. Thank God. Paul said that in the book of Titus. I read it this morning. Amen. Titus chapter number 3. Amen. Paul, thank God, said to Titus, he said this to him, praise God. He said this, for we ourselves were also sometime foolish, amen, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, and hateful and hating one another. That's what he said, brother. But the next verse, son, calls you to have a shouting pail. It says, but after that, thank God, the kindness and love of our God, our Savior toward man appeared. It was revealed. It came to you. And he said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said, which is shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen. I look bad in verse 3, but thank God I'm a looking awful good when I get through reading it, amen. That's right, son. It ain't the old Paul Harvey said, nail the rest of the story. Boy, I'm telling you, son, I had to hear the first of it. I don't want to hear the rest of it. Amen. The first of the story was that I'm a depraved sinner and I don't have no hope unless God gives me hope. Amen. I was lost and none done. I couldn't get to God. But the rest of the story was God came to me. Amen. Thank boys. That's a miracle. It's a miracle of grace. Hey, man, I'm telling you, not all these people are getting professions. Brother, that's more than that. It's God's miracle in you and God's grace are coming where you're at. And brother, that's amazing. And thank God that we got more than a couple saved. Amen. That's right. That's a miracle. I mean, really, that's a miracle, the God of heaven, that he had come where you at. Amen. No matter whether you're in Michigan, no matter where you're in North Carolina, no matter if you're in West Virginia, thank God, wherever you're at, he ain't limited to no state. Amen. I do know one day he got off the boat, amen, in the Gadarenes. Amen. And there's a man over there who's naked and not wore no clothes, cutting himself. Amen. Listen, no man could tame him. Ain't one man. I know y'all voice is pretty big, but it said no man could tame him. I mean, not one. He plucked the, thank God, that stuff off. Amen. Plucked the sun and them chains. And brethren, listen, I ain't got when Jesus got off the boat and walked his way. Amen, son, he got the business changed. Amen, they knew who he was. Amen, said they torment us not before our time. Amen, they knew he was the Son of God. And listen, friend, even in the book of Acts, amen, he said, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you? Amen. That's right, son, he knows us. He knows, the devil knows us. Amen. Listen, why? Because he lives in us. Hey, God, that's where the force is. It ain't my personality. It ain't Joel Hyde. It's the God of heaven that lives in us tonight. Amen, brother. That's the difference tonight, thank God. Amen. Why don't we use the dynamite we got? I mean, the power of God's in us. I mean, brother, and me and my wife ought to just get together more, thank God, in these things of prayer and preaching and going on, thank God, the things of God, and strike her up. Amen, brother. That's right. I mean, brother, listen, we got a good work of God in us. We don't have to wait to get it here, thank God. We can get it down to the house. God do something. He got off that boat, thank God. Amen. That's right. He cast them devils out of that man, went to the hogs. They had to have somewhere to live. Amen. And they run a steep place down a hill into the ocean or to the sea, friend. And brother, listen, that man, the next time they seen him, was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Amen. That'd solve a lot of people's problems if he ever got to them. Amen. And hey, listen, thank God they put clothes on. Amen. Thank God they had the right mind. Amen. That's right. And he was sitting. He wasn't cutting and running. Amen. He was sitting at the feet of our Lord. And brethren, he was hearing what he had to say. And they came out to see him. Amen. This man, brother, they knew him. They knew who he was. But when they looked at him and seen him, he was different. Thank God he wasn't a same old boy, thanks to Calvary. Amen. That man could sing it and mean it. Amen. I mean, he had done been through it, friend. And he had lived in sin and torment and devils in him. But thank God now he didn't have no devil in him. He had God in him. Amen. That's right. And are you hearing me tonight? Listen. Thank God, what'd they do? It looked like to me that everybody in the city would come out there and say, thank God that boy ain't up there in the graveyard doing that no more. They didn't say that. They said, we want you to get out of our country. That's what America's told them tonight.
Yes, sir, they have.
Amen. Listen to me tonight. If they reject you, they're rejecting him.
Yes, sir.
If they reject your word that you speak from him, they're rejecting him. The ultimate thing is they're rejecting him. There ain't people running to God tonight. These people say, we got having a revival. Brother, revival's personal. I mean, you don't have revival, thank God, amen, over somebody that's singing a song. You have revival when you connect with him.
Yes, sir.
That's right. A lot of this stuff is, we've taught her revival preaching all our life. So we're going to have a revival. No, you'll have revival when you get your heart in condition to meet with Jesus personally.
There you go, brother.
That's it. That's when revival is. Now, the Holy Ghost can set in on a place and do a lot of work if he chooses to do it. But revival's for the people of God. Revival's not for the sinner. It affects the sinner, but it don't revive the sinner. It regenerates the sinner. And that's what we need in the church house. Amen. Amongst the people of God. And I'm telling you, not when Jesus Christ is finished, he finished the work. That means that everything that's ever needed to be done to pay for sin was done. Amen. Listen tonight. Jacob, all you boys. God's already sent his son to do everything he's going to do. Why can't you believe? Why can't people believe tonight?
They don't want to.
Well, they don't want to, but another thing too is, the problem is that their mind's been blinded to think something else with just believing the Lord Jesus and the simple word of God, what he speaks. You say, is it simple? If he reveals it to you, it is. If he reveals the truth to you, it's simple. Listen to me, friend. There's people sitting in this church that I have no doubt. God quickened me in an immediate work of grace in me and made me a new creature, and that's what he done. And I'll tell you what, there's people that when they didn't even get out of their pew before they got to down here to pray. They was quickened by the power of God and saved. I see, believe that, brother. And there's been people lay on this place right here and pray and pray and pray, and finally God shined the light through and them get born again. Amen. I've seen that happen. I'm not telling you how, thank God, God's going to do it, but I'm telling you tonight that the work's been done and it's already complete tonight and it's finished. And brethren, thank God, if you'll see the light in him, he gives you, thank God, and walk in that light. He ain't just giving light to give it. He's giving light for you to believe it. Amen. That's right. And brethren, there's been a lot of people. I could go around this church tonight. I can look at Brother Todd and Miss Jennifer. Like, I remember them getting down here praying, Brother Redmond. I mean, about all of you. I mean, thank God prayed somewhere or come to pray. I mean, but it was the work of God in your heart to get you to pray. You don't come to pray to get the work of God. You come and pray because you got the work of God. In your heart, it's working. No man moves to God unless God initiates the work. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. That's the workings of God in a sinner's heart. A sinner's cold and depraved and dead to God. He ain't going to move to God. The God moves to him. When God moves to him, he acts upon what God's told him. In the word of God, ain't that right? No man, so you say the man responds? Sure he responds. If God hits him with conviction, he's going to respond one way. Amen. Thank God he'll go home. He can't sleep, can't eat, and everything else. Amen, son. He'll get under that load, son. That sin load. Amen. He'll get under it. Listen, Jesus done it all, but there's a process of God in dealing with a man's heart to bring him to the revelation of what Christ done for him personally. Amen. Really, I'm being honest with you. You don't know much of nothing when you get saved, but you're lost and you need God.
Amen, brother.
Amen. You don't have to memorize no verses. You're going to have to get to where he's at. That's it, son. A lot of people say, believe this verse. Brother, listen, thank God, believe the person. Amen. The verse is about the person. Thank God, if a man preaches your heart in the power of God and touches your heart, it takes God to open your eyes. But I'm telling you, brother, thank God he's already done it. It's finished. He ain't going to do nothing else. Praise God, he's went back to heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession on our behalf. Amen. There's people struggling tonight. He said, strive to enter in. He said, many do it and don't because they're trying to do it themselves. I remember going to Brother Tim Baldwin's house, him and Sonia. They got married and she started coming to church here. I got to preaching one night and she called me on the phone on a Monday night. And she said, preacher, she said, I'll tell you, I'm lost. She said, I thought I was saved. She said, I'm going to hell. Could you come over? I said, I can't tonight. I said, but I can tomorrow. I thought God put that in my heart. Don't go tonight. So I got over there and we got to talking and Myra was praying and I was preaching. Amen. Well, not like he is, but I had a touch of God with me. And I said, Miss Sonia, I said, you trying your best to get saved, but you'll never get saved if you trust him. I said, you can try all you want to, but you'll never try enough to get saved. I said, but when you trust him, you will. I didn't say nothing else. As soon as I said that, she fell to the floor and started praying. Amen. Weeping, asking God to have mercy on her. Got saved by the grace of God. Amen. Right there in that where they live right now. Got saved by the grace of God. So when you quit, listen, that's just the natural thing, a man to try to get in. Or I try to repent. I remember when I got under conviction, I tried to quit sinning. I said, listen, thank God I saw somebody at that little funeral today. Hey, man, this woman, she said, what year did you graduate? I said, 78. She said, no, I graduated later. She said, you might know my husband. And she named him, we as pals in school. And she said, ain't you a preacher now? And I said, yes, ma'am. And I knew her husband because we used to clown around, you know. And I said, well, you know, I'm sure he said some things, hadn't he? And she said, yeah, he said some things. And she said, well, I see you've turned over a new leaf. I started laughing. Amen. I did. I laughed. And I disagree. And I said, well, you know what? I tried to get them boys to come out here, hear me preach. But I can't get them out here. Amen. And she said, well, maybe me and Kent can come sometime. I said, that'd be a blessing. Amen. I had one boy come one time. I saw him the other night at Walmart. He sat back about halfway, and I thought he was going to pass out. Amen. I mean, I got wound up and a preaching, and I'm telling you, son, he wasn't even shake my hand. He got out of the church after I got through. Ain't never been back. Amen. I mean, brother, he turned all sheets of white. Amen. You know what? Amen. Buddy, I like it, don't you? Thank God, if you ain't right with God and I ain't right with God, we need to turn. But we need to turn to God. Amen. The Holy Ghost will convict you. He ain't never stopped convicting me. Thank God. When he deals with my heart, he's a working in me. Thank God, I like what Brother Wes Guffey said. He said, I like to go to the house of God, and when I get into bed, thank God I know I've been. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Like Brother Milby told that boy that come, thank God for that revival I was talking about the other night. I ain't gonna call him. He come from another church. Brother Milby sent back the third pew. And that boy walked by and patted Brother Milby on the shoulder and just a jolly old fella, you know. He said, hey, Brother Milby, you going to preach me to the altar tonight? And Brother Milby looked up to him as serious as he could. And he said, that's according to your heart. Look back down. Buddy, I'm telling you what, any preacher can preach, but it'll be according to your heart what you do. Amen. You can come in, brother, new. Thank God. If somebody said, I've heard all that before, I have too, but I like to hear it again. Amen. It's safe for you to hear it again, brother. Amen, son. That's right. But I'm telling you, when you live under this and you hear preaching a lot, amen, it don't affect you as much sometime. But when you get out and you don't hear it, amen, thank God you say, well, that ain't what I'm used to. Amen. My daddy said at the funeral, they was standing back there, and that fellow's getting ready to say something. And he says, you know, he says what he thinks most of the time. And he said, well, see what he's got to say. That's what he said. I said, well, I guess we will. Amen. I hope he says some good things, so I need to hear it. Amen. He did. He done all right. But brother, listen, it's finished. Brother, we don't thank God. I thought about Brother Danny. He went ahead and paid it off. Amen. He did, brother. He took the punishment for sin once. And brother, he said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. And brother, he done exactly what he come for. He redeemed us. That's right, brother. He redeemed us. Son, where at? Calvary, amen. That's right, brother. He didn't redeem. Listen, he redeemed me at Calvary. The blood was shed. That's where redemption's in his blood. Thank God he redeemed me, thank God. And brother, it's finished tonight. Y'all rejoice in it, thank God, and nail her down in your heart. Amen, that it's already been done. You can't do nothing to add to it. Amen. That's right. Nothing. It's a spiritual kingdom. It's inside you. It ain't on the outside. It manifests on the outside. But our life is in us. Thank God, friend. Amen. If I was about to die, thank God this life is going to live. It's not going to die. It's going to live forever because he done it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why in the world, thank God, somebody dying to save rejoices. Amen. Because life's in them, Brother Roberts. Why can them saints look up to heaven, thank God, when they're dying and say, I see Jesus. Somebody said, you think they did? I didn't see him, but they did. Stephen saw him. He was dying. That's right. Thank God. But why could you rejoice in that moment? Life's in you. It ain't. Listen, the body's going to die. That's the only thing. What in the world? They're going to lay in the coffin if I die, Brother Joe. They're going to lay this body. Yes, sir. Dead body. That's a dead body. Amen. A body without the Spirit's dead. That's what James said. Faith without works is dead. That's what he said. Praise God. Amen. He put life back in the body of Lazarus. That's why he came out. He couldn't have come out as a dead man. He was dead. Amen. That's right, buddy. He was dead. He said, loose him, let him go. Thank God I'm going to eat with him. Amen. He fellowship with him. That's right, buddy. Thank God, buddy. He put life back in him, Brother Robert. That's where life is in God and Christ. Amen. Thank God for it. I'm glad to be saved tonight. I got something beyond this natural man. I got something beyond this natural man. I got something living in me, and it's God, him, and his spirit. Amen. Thank God for it. I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand tonight. Amen. Amen. Brother.